to be a source of hope to those in need. The only profit I would gain would be the empty honor of my deed. But with all of self behind your cross, the splendor of your love stands free to shine, illuminating with your power, reaching souls, so you alone are glorified. Hide me behind the cross, where my gains become as loss, and only your glory is in view.
How many of you noticed that I'm wearing a black skirt and brown shoes? I'm not colorblind. I have very wide feet, very wide feet. I have to order my shoes from specialty shops. And you don't get to try them on when you order them online, you know, so you just get these shoes. Well, you know, the first time you put them on, you're like, okay, they're not too bad. I think I can wear those. My feet always, always, always hurt. So I thought about putting my black shoes on, but they hurt worse than the brown ones. So I'm wearing brown shoes. If you see me barefoot, that's usually how I am. I actually own 3 pair of shoes. I have my gym shoes, I have my brown shoes, I have my black shoes. None of them are comfortable. Bare feet are comfortable. So I didn't make a mistake and, you know, in the dark, where are my shoes? No, I really did put brown shoes on purpose because they're more comfortable than the others. Okay, I hope all of you have enough tissues because I've already been bawling. By the end of the day, I'll have no mascara left because I'm allergic to whatever they put in mascara that makes it waterproof. So we can't wear waterproof. So when we start crying, it's gone. It's gone, right? Okay, our next speaker is going to be Stephanie Householder. Again, as I said last night, when the Lord brought her name to mind at 3 o'clock in the morning, because that's when all the ideas come, I said, Lord, I don't understand. I mean, you know, what is it about Stephanie that you want? You know, she's not even a preacher's wife, and she's probably never even spoken in a meeting before. And I don't understand. Why would you want Stephanie? Well, then one Sunday morning while I was in the shower, you know, oh, that's why you want her. Okay. You know, I don't like to talk to the Lord when I'm naked, but you know, that's how he brought me into this world. So, you know. That's the truth. I was massaging the brain and he was giving me messages, okay? he told me that Stephanie sees these girls come into the home, and they're in rough shape. You know, I haven't seen any of the girls when they first get there, but I see teenagers at the mall and places, and, you know, you look at the hairstyles they have, purple hair. I love purple, but I don't want purple hair, okay? That's not natural. You see them with, looks like somebody took a marker and colored all over them, you know? Only it's permanent, it doesn't come off. You see them with piercings all over their face, in their tongue, up their nose. I mean, why would you want to do something like that? She sees the rebelliousness in them. And she has to see past that to see what they can become. Just like this little one who's disruptive in class. You have to see past what they are now to what God sees and what they can become. And I said, okay, Lord. Okay, I got it now. All right. I'll ask Stephanie next time I see her. Boom, Sunday morning. There she is in our services. Okay, Lord, I'm going to ask her. I'm going to do it. So get your hearts ready. Get your tissues ready. And Stephanie, come up and speak to us.
If they can pass my little... And she's very right. I speak to my girls, and I call them my girls. Some of the times... I tell them I want to skin them, because she is very right about when they come in. And the Lord's just very good. And I've had great peace. I remember the young lady who you'd asked to sing, and she said, if the Lord had... And when Miss Eileen asked me, I knew the Lord had done it. And when she told me the theme... I had it all wrapped up. The answer is no. I don't see what God sees, and it's done. And at the time, I started praying, and he took me to Psalm 139, and I was reading through it and reading through it. And I'm pretty naive, dense some of the times, and it wasn't until last year at the conference in St. Joseph when Miss Eileen said, well, you know what the theme is. I'm like, well, yes. It's do you see what I see? Mirrors. And I went, no, in my mind, I'm thinking, no, I never thought about that. But it's so, they're passing out something that the Lord gave me. You can take notes in it. Some of my girls helped me with this, and it was pretty neat. One of my girls did the little mirror on the front. And if you look at the bottom of the pages, there's that pretty little scrolly thing. Well, I didn't realize it until later, but there's a reflection on the bottom, and I was asking the girls, help me. And one of the girls is like, that's what we want, because it's got the reflection just like everything else. So it's amazing to me to see how God puts things together. She asked me to speak on, do I see what God sees in my life? And that was pretty tough, because many times I don't. If you turn to Psalm 139, I read this psalm. It says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known mine heart, and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, and whither shall I flee from thy presence? And he goes through and he says, you know every place, you're with me at all times. And then down at verse 23, it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And... as I read that, and I started wondering, he says, Lord, you searched me. You know everything about me. You know when I lay down. You know when I rise up. You know everything about me. And I thought, why would he say that at the end? And it dawned on me, just like the mirrors, we have to give God permission to show us. I am more of a cynical person. I've been told I'm a realist. Shannon, you spoke about looking in the mirror, and be honest with you, I hate mirrors. I despise them. I don't look in mirrors. I've looked in a mirror more since I got my hair cut and had to fix it than I ever did before. I'm definitely not a 38 times a day person. And I struggle with looking in this mirror, even though I've said for years, and Tori is here, she'll tell you that I know that this is the mirror, God's word is the mirror, but I've struggled myself. And I started out with, there's two categories of mirrors if you turn to Genesis chapter 3, I'm not going to read the whole. I have a lot of scripture verses because really it is not in me. It's got to be God. I know nothing. Chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." There's false mirrors, and Satan uses false mirrors. He can, they can appear real. I mean, she listened and she said, "Well, yeah, that's what God said," but that's not what God said. So we can believe lies. We can believe. I was raised Catholic. I believed that lie for many years. If you had asked me until the age of 28, "Are you saved?" I would have said, "Well, yes. I know I'm going to heaven." I mean, come on. I'm Catholic. I was baptized. I did everything. I would have crawled on glass if I had to. But it was a lie, and it was a mirror, but it was Satan's mirror. And when we believe and we act upon those mirrors, when we look in those mirrors and we think they're real, as Shannon mentioned about the ugly, whatever that syndrome was, we can do that spiritually. And we act upon it, and we do things that we think are really real, and yet in reality, they're totally against God's word. They bring turmoil and unsettledness. They bring grief. They bring hurt. They bring hurt to us, but they bring hurt to others too, and we don't even realize it. And I do. I see it with girls. I see it with girls who leave, and the ugly things they say and the ugly things they do after they've been with me, just some of the times it just drives me to go to the Lord, and I just, sometimes I want to give up. I honestly do. It's so hard. Satan uses the mirrors of our feelings. We women, boy, we live by our emotions, and sometimes our emotions are so false. We think that life's going to end, and this last year was just, Miss Eileen spoke to me, and about 6 months later, we went to the St. Joe, and my life changed. I'd never had surgery in my life. I ended up with 3 surgeries in 6 months. 2 of them, I almost died. Literally, I was on the table and I bled so bad they didn't think I was going to live. My husband, just the different turmoils, and I could have just given up because it's not worth it. And yet, our emotions are lies some of the times. Our self-will, our ungodly counsel, we can give ourselves ungodly counsel. I know myself, I'll say, "Well, it's not worth it. This is just not worth it." This morning I got up, went down, got my coffee. Praise the Lord, somebody put a lid on her coffee, and I did the same thing, because when I went upstairs, I dropped my coffee on the ground, and it would have been everywhere. And I could have told myself, "Well, it's not worth it. Let's not go." But I know that when Satan fights, that those storms, God sees those clouds, as they sang last night. I have a tendency to focus on the negative, and the Lord really does work on me. So now we're going to focus on the positive, and I probably am not following very well. There's true mirrors and false mirrors, and both of these can reflect the form that's in front of them. If you go to see a carnival, they reflect you, but they reflect you falsely. They may make you, if you're short, they may make you look really tall. If you're larger, they make you look smaller some of the times, or they may even make you look larger. The false mirrors are what Satan uses to tear us down and to make us fall. They lie, they always lie, and they can appear real. Satan convinced Eve that God didn't really want what was best for her, and then when we backed upon what we see in these mirrors, we have turmoil, chaos, unsettledness, and again, they're the lies, self-will, feelings, and ungodly counsel. I'm probably going really fast. I am so sorry. Tori, you're keeping up with me, right? I have one of my girls is here, and she's a blessing to me because I can just see what God does, and I'm very thankful for that. And then I'd forgotten that you and I have something in common, because I have one of your ladies' granddaughters back. She'd been, so that's where we have. Some of the times I have girls come back and back, they just don't get it. And then again, many times I don't get it either, so. I will quickly, James 1:23 through 25, it talks about if any be a hearer of the world and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face. And Shannon so truly said that this is the true mirror. God's word is the mirror that we need to be looking into. But we need to look into it, and she mentioned it, to examine ourselves. I've already told you, I'm terrible. I hate looking in mirrors. So you can only see what you actually look at in the mirror. I've had many times where I don't even look at them. And if I do, I can ignore it. And that's what this is talking about. If you go away and you forget, spiritually we do that. We sit in preaching. We sit and we hear messages. We go to ladies' conferences. We read our Bible and we say, Lord, that's right. You're right, I need to change that. And then we walk away and we forget. We're ignoring, I'm bad at that. I know I'm bad at that spiritually and physically. we don't even have to look in it. We can choose to ignore it. We can say, I'm okay, I'm pretty good, I'm doing fine. If the mirror can't help us, if we don't use it to examine ourselves. I had put down where Peter, when he denied Jesus, and he refused to accept it, and he didn't even realize that he had denied Jesus. And then when he heard the cock crow, and then he saw Jesus look at him, that's when he looked in the mirror. And he had told Jesus, I would never do that. If we're not careful, we can do the very same thing. James 1:23 says we can forget. We can walk away and forget. We can hear that message, read our Bible. Many times I look at the girls and I'll tell them, you're doing this, and they'll look at me and say, you're right, and then they turn right around and do it again, or I'll do it again. It's pretty, you've got to look in that mirror, and again, she mentioned examining. I look at the negative. I guess I look at myself and know where I came from. A mirror, I sat there and I thought so many things. What all do we use a mirror for? And we look at it. But you know, the mirror's also there to look behind us. In Psalm 143, verses 5 and 6, it says, I remember the days of old. Meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. I am afraid some of the times we don't look in the mirror. We forget what God has done for us. It says we're to rehearse God, everything he does, his blessings. We're to rehearse his goodness. He's so good to us. Right now, the song that God keeps giving me is to rescue a sinner like me. When I listen to that song and I realize he hung on that cross to save me, and I'm unworthy of it. I'm unworthy of what he allows me to do. I'm just unworthy. And I'm unworthy of his faithfulness. And I have to remind myself, a blessing that I had last Friday, one of my former girls got married and asked us to come to the wedding. Well, through everything, I got to take a few girls to the wedding. And I struggled with whether even going, because I was going to miss the last day of our missions conference, and I really wanted to be there, but I went, and it was so neat. Her wedding was God-honoring, started out with Be Thou My Vision, but through it, she gave a white rose to everybody who meant something to her, and she called my husband's and my name and gave us a white rose, and it's still alive today, a week later. I didn't realize how much of an impact I'd had on her life. In fact, Tori wanted me to come to hers, and we couldn't make it. And going to Madison's, I really regret not being able to make it. Because for them to ask me, that means we must have made an impact. And then her best friend hugged me and said, thank you for giving her back to us. And sometimes I don't see that. I don't look in that rearview mirror, but then God puts it there for me to look and remember, it's not about me. In fact, at the top of my paper, it says, "Is not in me, God shall," Genesis 41, where Joseph said. And then some of the times mirrors are used to examine something that's hard to reach or hard to see. And in Psalm 139, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." We have to allow that kind of an examination. I had my surgeries, and I'd gone to the doctor, and what's going on? And I didn't go to the doctor for her to know what was going on. I went to the doctor for me to know what was going on. And the Bible is clear in Psalm 139, God sees us, he knows. But until we allow him to show us, until we're willing to look in that mirror and look at ourselves, all the ugly and all of the wickedness and what we need to fix and what we need to change, he's going to know it, and it's going to stay there. We give the doctor permission to look inside us, and we have to do the same thing with God. We have to allow him to show us. God sees everything about us, but we must give him permission to show us what is wrong and what needs to be fixed. And Shannon mentioned about looking in and staring in, and then we know where to go, and you know, maybe what makeup to put on, or that hair that's sticking up, or many of you you've seen my hair. I've had people, "Oh, your hair looks so good." My hair always looked terrible, and I was tired of it. But that's why I didn't want to look in the mirror, because I didn't know what to do to fix it. So I went to the beautician and I said, "Help." And she did, and she showed me what to do. But I had to humble myself and say, "I need help." And that's what we must do with these mirrors. It's not enough to look. We must examine and then allow God to show us. Mirrors can only reflect what is in front of it. They cannot reflect if it is dirty. If we don't go back to this every day, and read it and ask God to show us something and to clean us, we're not going to get a true vision because it's dirty. We don't clean it off. Our hearts have to be cleansed every single day. Mirrors, true mirrors, cannot lie. And that's kind of hard some of the times because they reflect what's really there. And they can show you what needs to be fixed. They can show you what others see. Miss Eileen, when she said she had that piece of hair, how long is, or was it, it was Shannon, I'm sorry. How long has it been there? I don't know. Other people can see that, and sometimes we can't. I see that in the girls, but then I see it in me. I have to be rough, I do. I've battled with being softer and kinder, but and I'll go into it more later. I can't with my girls. I mean, I have to love them. I understand that, but I have to be tougher on them. But I'll see if I've been mean instead of hard, and I'll see the hurt in their face, and I'll realize, you just blew it. You just hurt that girl. They can be ignored. But it doesn't change what's there. It doesn't. And when they are used properly and obeyed, just like the physical mirror and you look nice, it brings great peace and great joy. And again, it's God's word is the true mirror. Then John 17:17, it says, "Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth." God wants us to be washed, to become that honor and glory for him. In Psalm 139:5, I thought it was interesting where it talks about, "Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me." That's talking, God's done that. And that word beset means to encircle and surround, to enclose. God says he's encircled us. He wants to protect us. But we have to allow that. And later, it says that sin besets us too. And God wants to remove that so that he can fully encircle us and protect us. My life has to be a mirror. It reflects who I'm serving. I'm either serving Jesus or I'm serving Satan in the world. In John 3:30, a very familiar passage, it says, "He must increase and I must decrease." Jesus can only increase as much as I decrease in my life, as much as I allow him to grow. The more I decrease, the more he gets that glory, and I can hide behind the cross and everybody sees him and not me. Because in me, I know there's no good thing. He should fill so much of my life that my life is hid with Christ, and Christ should be my life. I should spend so much time in his word that's all anybody ever sees. I mean, I know I'm a sinner, and with what I do, the girls see me every day. They see all of my ugliness, believe me. I am sure Tori can tell you some great stories. but I still should be changing every day so that they see God. They see Christ in me. There's signs of serving Jesus. You have peace. You have true happiness. You have joy. I wouldn't change what I do, although there are days. There are days. You become more submissive. You become more joyful and more blessed. And then Satan has his signs. In Hebrews, and I'd like you to turn to Hebrews 12. We all know that. Uh, 12:1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with the patience the race that is set before us." This is marking Miss Marie Strickland. We've got people in heaven who are just cheering us on. And they know, they can see, they're praying, but then we have that sin that just wants to encircle us. They did it. I look at dear women in our church who are just keeping on. Sometimes that's what motivates me. That's what makes me say, they did it. Why does she have a cheerful spirit? And then I'll hear their stories, the things they went through, and I think, wow, if she can do it, then I can do it. Some of those are now in heaven, and I could name over and over. But I thought it was quite interesting that God wants to beset us, and he does, but sin does too. They both want us, and it's up to us to look in that mirror and change for the Lord. God wants our life. Satan just wants to destroy us. And that way we cannot be a witness to anyone else. Signs of serving Satan: you're unhappy, you're angry, miserable, cursed. Some of these girls that have been with me, they know. They're out in the world and I hear the stories, I see it. That they're drinking and they think it's funny. They're pregnant. I have so many girls now who are unmarried and pregnant and they think it's the most wonderful thing in the world. They've even blamed me for that. I do not understand that one. I just don't. It just breaks my heart. And they think they're okay. In my personal life, with what I do, I see the bad. I see the day-to-day. I have to give them push-ups. Before we came Thursday, we had three girls cussing us. I'm talking cussing us. We didn't even get to go to church Wednesday night because I was afraid one of them was going to stand up, and we've had this, and get up and rip her Bible and start cussing right before church. We've had that. And it's so hard for me because I'm looking at what they do, and I can say, well, I'm not that bad. I don't cuss. I look pretty good. I can say all the right things. It's up to me to look in the mirror and to fix what I can fix and to accept the things I can't. And there are things that I can fix physically, and there's things I can fix spiritually. But I must know the difference, and I must be willing. If you look at your papers, these were just, like I said, the Lord gave it. One of my girls cut all those little mirrors in the front. After our conference in August, was it? Eberian, September. I was praying about the word search, and the song, Search Me, O God, Know My Heart. And he gave me this little acronym, and I think it just sums it up. We must see ourselves. I must look in the mirror and see me. It's not enough just to look. I have to actually see me. Then I have to examine myself. It's not enough just to see me. I have to look and see what's really there. I have to accept what the mirror shows me. Some of the times we look, and maybe we don't see that our skirt's stuck in our underwear. But it's there, and if we really looked and we accepted it, we'd fix it. A lot of times I don't see spiritually what God is trying to show me. I'm terrible about writing thank yous. I am awful. It's not that I'm not thankful, I'm just terrible at it. And then I forget. So the Lord's been showing me as soon as I need to stop and do what I'm doing. After I accept, I must repent. I must go to the Lord, say I'm sorry, and then purpose not to do it again. Then he's going to cleanse me. He's going to cleanse my heart. And then only can my life be an honor to him. And as a Christian woman who's saved, we should want to honor the Lord with our life. He's been showing me, does my life please him? I should want to please him with everything I say and do. I don't always do that. As when I speak next, you will understand there are days when my flesh really kicks in. It's pretty tough when you have a girl standing in front of you and telling you that you're a hypocrite. She's probably right. That you're the most hateful person and you don't love her. And you're thinking, oh, Lord, I do love her. If I didn't, I love her, I promise. Telling you that her parents hate her because she sent her. And you're going, no, I know what your parents went through. I know girls whose parents didn't love her enough to keep her with us. I know parents who didn't love their daughter enough to step in. And that's when I have to realize it's not about me. It's about him. The Lord has shown me that I have to start looking in the mirror more, physically and spiritually. And I just pray that each of you will look at that mirror and maybe take, and again, I understand, but just take that. My girls, when I asked them if they would put the little paper on the mirror paper, I don't have it. See, I don't have to look in my mirror. At first I thought, oh, this is too much. They're both trying to finish their school and graduate. And I thought, oh, I don't want to bother them. And yet, they did that special for each one of you. They were so excited to be able to be a blessing to you. They've been praying for me. They helped me as I did this. I know I didn't follow it exactly, but I did follow it, kind of. There was a lot of prayer for each of you, and I know a lot of you prayed for me, and I thank you. I need it so bad. But they prayed for you. There's 30 young ladies, some of them saved, some of them not, that prayed for each of you and that worked and wanted to be a blessing. So I thank you.